Welcome, beautiful souls, to Love Notes, your Friday night ritual inside the Passion Zone. I'm Allie Thies, hello, and tonight we're slowing things down a bit in the most intentional way. December has a way of doing that to us. The noise fades a little, the nights stretch a bit longer, the world can feel a bit quieter, except around the holidays, and in that quiet, truth gets louder. Tonight's theme is something low-key, powerful, and deeply underrated in love. The quiet magic of being chosen. Not the grand gestures, not the dramatic declarations, but the steady presence of someone who doesn't make you guess. The kind of love that doesn't perform for an audience. It just shows up. Like this poem. It's called Homebody by Rupi Kaur. What is stronger than the human heart, which shatters over and over and still lives? I'm a bit crackly now. Am I still crackly, Alex? I don't want to be crackly. Am I still crackly? Let me know if I still am. I hope not. I am? Oh, that's horrible. Why am I still crackly? You know, I can't win. If it's not one thing, it's another. If it's not the songs, it's me. Well, let's fingers crossed that this crackly stuff works its way out. All right? The poem I just read always stops me because the heart doesn't survive just because it's dramatic. It survives because it keeps choosing to stay open. Being chosen isn't about intensity. It's about someone seeing your resilience and saying, I choose that heart even after everything it's been through. Tonight, we honor love that stays when it'll be much easier just to leave. Love that chooses without a spectacle. And fingers crossed this evening that, one, the crackly noises goes away. You can actually hear me. And two, that we do not lose electricity this evening. Oh, and three, that the songs play fine. There have been some ghosts floating about my house today, and they seem to keep interfering with things. I don't know why they are, but today has been a little bit topsy-turvy when it comes to electronics. Last week, I heard that big bam, and then we lost electricity right before the last segment of Love Notes. So fingers crossed, everything works as planned, and I'm no longer crackly here on Love Notes. Now, that said, let us get to our first dedication, which comes from Maya in Washington State. And they say, you don't chase me, you don't test me. You just stay. And somehow, that's the most romantic thing I've ever known. And Maya requested I play Latch by Sam Smith, the acoustic version. All right, that was Latch by Sam Smith, the acoustic version. And there's something incredibly intimate about not being chased, about not being tested, provoked, or put on edge. Steady love doesn't spike your adrenaline. It calms your nervous system. And when your body feels safe, desire deepens. When your heart feels secure, intimacy expands. If you're joining me live here on TikTok, drop me an emoji in the chat. If consistency feels romantic to you and not boring. Ooh. So thank you for joining me this evening. Hopefully I am no longer crackly, that everything is working as it should. And knock on wood that we do not lose our electricity this evening. Fingers crossed. And with these fingers crossed, let's move forward to the romance book spotlight of the week. And this week we have The Flat Chair by Beth O'Leary. And this book, well, it's quite a gem. Two people share an apartment, but never at the same time. They leave notes for each other on the fridge, the counter, the door. Ha ha. That reminds me of the movie. Oh, yeah. And now it's complete. Oh, The Lake House. There we go. It reminds me of the movie The Lake House, which had, Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves were in it. And I believe that was based on a short story. Yes, but that's what this flat share reminds me of, because these guys, they fall in love through it by leaving stuff on the refrigerator for one another. And it's all about kindness. It's humor. It's emotional safety. It's consideration. And before attraction, before they even see each other, ever enters the picture, it's a reminder that intimacy isn't about proximity. It is about care. Ooh la la. And this story asks, what if love grew through respect first? Ooh. If you're joining me live here on TikTok, drop me an emoji if emotional connection matters more to you than instant chemistry. And let's move forward to our second dedication of the evening. If you are joining me here live on TikTok, if you want to send me a dedication for next week, what you want to do is go to my profile link, click on it. The second link down when you get to my link page is the link to send a dedication. And if you are listening through the podcast version later on tonight, Friday, or maybe on Saturday or sometime during the week, and you would like to send a dedication, I know you can't hear the song on the podcast version because of copyright, but still, if you send a dedication, and the link is below in the show's notes for the podcast version, when we send it, when I say your name or your your nickname, there we go, your nickname, whether or not you tell me their name or their initials, your energy is in the dedication. And when I send the dedication to the other person and play the song, you pop into their mind for that split second. Okay, now whether or not they keep thinking about you is up to them. Always up to them, free will, but you pop in there. So if you would like to pop into maybe a previous love's mind, or maybe a love that was, you never got to see what would happen because just bad timing, or a love lost, or a love you still have, or a love you wish for, why not dedicate it? Follow the link. You can give me a song and a dedication, or you can give me just a song or just a dedication, and I'll fill in the rest. It's A-okay. But for the second dedication here, this is from Michigan. And this is to the person who likes to hold my hand in parking lots, even when it's freezing. That's how I know it's real. And they want me to play You Make My Dreams, Gen X, by Daryl Hall and John Oates. All right, song. That song's for you guys, Gen X. We know how much we love this song. And matter of fact, this exact song, You Make My Dreams by Daryl Hall and John Oates, I still lived in Wayne County. I was just driving home from a date and going down, if you're familiar with Wayne County at all, 585. And I had this song up full blast, and I'm dancing in my seat. It's about 11:30 at night. I'm in a really good mood. And I passed a statey doing 78. So it was a young guy, and he, of course, pulls me over. And he's like, do you realize how fast you were going? And I'm like, no. He goes, and he just looked at me, and I go, I was dancing in my car to Hall & Oates. And he tried not to laugh, but he's like, give me your license and your insurance card, please. So I did. And thankfully, he came back and said, here's a warning, no more dancing in your car. And from that point on, I was very thankful that I did not get a ticket that time. And I just got a warning. And I think that was the last time I danced in my car, at least at night. But this song and this dedication, you know, there's something about hand-holding, isn't it? It's something timeless, and it feels so well. It's not flashy. It's not performative. You're not showing off to anybody. It's a small, steady signal that says, I am here with you, and I am not letting go. If you're joining me live here on TikTok, drop me an emoji in the chat if simplest gestures make you feel the most loved. Oh, yes. I do love these things. All right. So, moving forward, let's do tonight's desire drop, shall we? And it's all about choice, not impulse. It's called the delayed yes. You're like, what? The delayed yes? And I'm like, oh, yes, indeed you do. The delayed yes. Now, the next time you're about to say yes immediately to kiss, to a touch, a plan, an invitation, whatever it is, pause. Not dramatically, just intentionally. And ask yourself. Don't say it out loud. Ask yourself, do I feel chosen right now? Do I want this? Or am I defaulting? So going back on the status quo, what you always do. And number three, am I choosing them as much as they're choosing me? If you feel good about your three answers, then and only then, say yes. Now, why this is magnetic? Because desire deepens when it's intentional. When you slow your yes, your presence becomes felt. You stop reacting and you start inviting. There's something incredible about this sensual sensation about someone who doesn't rush their yes. It's sexy, right? It signals self-trust. It signals confidence. It signals choice. And choice, real choice, is where grown desire lives. I'm liking this. And believe it or not, can we already be at our third dedication of the evening? This is just kind of like flowing along tonight, isn't it? Goodness. Am I still crackling, Alex? Can you tell? I hope I'm not. We've been doing this a little bit, and I'd hate to still be crackling. Oh, thank you, Alex. That's so kind of you. I appreciate that so much. Give me a little heart. Thank you. I still hope I'm not crackling, though. I don't want to crackle. No crackles. Maybe cackles. when it's Halloween, but not crackles. But let's move forward to our third dedication of the evening. All right. And this note comes from Allison. Not I, but Allison in Massachusetts. And they say, you taught me that love doesn't have to... I'm still crackling and echoing. Oh, for crying out loud. Okay, ghosts in my house, can you please stop for just a little bit? That would be just stupendous. Okay? Give me a little bit of a break, at least until I'm done with love notes. So much appreciated. So much. All right. Now, This is from Allison in Massachusetts. You taught me that love doesn't have to hurt to be meaningful. Thank you for rewriting the story for me. And this evening they requested Fix You by Coldplay. So let us get by playing the song. That was a really nice song. That's Fix You by Coldplay. And, you know, so many of us have been programmed over the years that love equals pain. It equals effort and sacrifice and endurance, and healing loves feels different than a romantic love. But, you know, it's exhilarating. And it's not like you're bracing for impact, right? It's something to hold on to with your heart and your soul. And drop me an emoji in the chat if you're joining me live here on TikTok. That love can be gentle and deep. Yes, indeedy do. Now, next up, I have Soulful Connection part. Now, I actually wrote out a whole meditation for the energy practice part, okay? So tonight we're going to talk about, I'm trying to think how to word this. We often talk about attraction when it comes to soulful connections, but tonight we're going to talk about choice, okay? Love isn't one decision. It's hundreds of small ones. It's choosing honesty. It's choosing repair. It's choosing openness. It's choosing regulation. And you know what? It's choosing preference and presence. The people who feel meant for us are often the ones who keep choosing us when things are quiet, not just when things are exciting. And those really are the best type of people, aren't they? The ones that choose us time and time again, when things are kind of laid back, they're kind of boring, they could be kind of routine in a way, but yet they show up time and time again. Because love just isn't about the exciting moments. It's not about, as I say, not about all the grand gestures. It's about the quiet moments. It's about feeling safe and being open and knowing you can trust and giving love and receiving love and just being emotionally open and available for what's right in front of you, right? Now, the energy practice we're going to do tonight, the meditation, it's all about claiming the choice point, all right? So I'd love for you guys to get settled, right? Get yourself someplace. If it's safe to close your eyes, I'd love it if you did it. I also would have loved it if I would have found some music on YouTube to play in the background when I did this. I'll remember that for next week. I'll cue something up. But just get settled in, okay? And I'd like to welcome you. Take this moment to arrive and begin to turn your awareness inward. Okay? And if you haven't found it already, find that comfortable position, either seated or lying down. And if you can close your eyes, please do. Begin by taking a deep breath in through your nose. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for a moment. Now exhale slowly through your mouth. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Again, inhale deeply, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for a moment. Now exhale slowly through your mouth. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Allow your body to begin to soften. Now gently scan your body from head to toe. Notice any areas that feel tense, tight, or tired. Send a wave of warmth and release to each of these areas. Let them melt. Let them rest. With each breath taken, allow yourself to sink deeper into calm. You are safe to let go. Now imagine you are standing at a quiet crossroads. The world is still. The air is calm. Ahead of you, two paths stretch into the distance. To your left, a path that feels deeply familiar. You know its terrain, the striving, the pushing, the need to prove, the weight of urgency, the cycle of overgiving. You can feel the heaviness in the air along this path. Now turn to your right. This path is different. It's open, steady, lined with soft trees and golden light. There is no rush here. Only calm. Only mutuality. Only love that invites you just as you are. You take a deep breath and begin walking toward the second path. With each step forward, your body begins to respond. Feel your shoulders drop, your chest open, your breath deepen. This is the energy of steadiness, of reciprocity, of being met, not just for what you give, but for who you are. Let your body register what steadiness feels like. Feel it in your spine, in your belly, in your feet touching the earth. Let this new vibration settle deep within you. You are not proving anything here. You are simply choosing. As you walk this new path, you feel a quiet voice rise up from within you, a knowing that has waited patiently for you to hear it. Repeat these words silently to yourself. I choose love that chooses me. Feel that truth ripple throughout your body. Let's say it again to ourselves. I choose love that chooses me. No more chasing, no more earning, no more shrinking. Just love that meets you, that honors you, that chooses you back. On the path, stand still for a moment. Feel the fullness of this choice point. Ask yourself, what have I left behind on the old path? What am I choosing now to walk toward? Let whatever rises be enough. There is no right answer, only your truth. Affirm silently to yourself. My energy is sacred. My presence is enough. I choose what also chooses me. Let these words imprint on your heart. Now begin to bring your attention back to your breath. Inhale slowly, 2, 3, 4, hold, and exhale gently, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8. Feel the ground beneath you. Wiggle your fingers and toes gently. Begin to come back to your body. You carry this new energy with you now. It lives in your cells. It lives in your walk, in your decision, in your boundaries. You have chosen, and you can choose again whenever you need. When you are ready, slowly open your eyes and return to the space around you. Feel the strength, the clarity, the peace. You are walking forward, steady, empowered, and loved. Now, either now or later on this evening, you may want to journal or reflect on that little meditation. Maybe reflect on, what does love that chooses me look like in my life? Where have I been operating from urgency, and where can I now step into reciprocity? What am I now claiming as my truth? And then throughout this week, return to the affirmation. I choose love that chooses me. Let it anchor you in its power. And I hope you enjoyed that. That's a bit longer than I normally do, but I thought I'd give it a shot. So I hope you enjoyed the longer meditation. And I hope you enjoyed the little journey and choosing you. All right. Now let's move forward to the romantic movie spotlight of the week. This is called Before Sunrise. Now this film is entirely a conversation. Two people walking, talking, choosing presents for one night and letting it matter. There's no rush, no promise, just attention. This movie reminds us that intimacy doesn't require a spectacle. What it requires is presence. If you're joining me live, drop me an emoji in the chat if conversation feels like foreplay to you. And we're moving on to our fourth and final dedication of the evening. Remember, if you would like to give out a dedication for next Friday, that's the day after Christmas, next Friday's show, please click on the link in my profile if you're here live with me on TikTok, or if you're listening to the podcast version, it is below in the show's notes. And just send it out. Come on, Gen X. We love this stuff. Send out a dedication to somebody you think is cute, right? You think maybe might be sexy, handsome, beautiful. Somebody you might have passed on the subway, on the bus, on the street. Somebody you may have watched from on stage. Maybe you saw somebody at a speech. Never got a chance to talk to them. Maybe you had a love in high school that you let go, and you really wish, looking back all this time, that you would have kept that love. Whomever it may be, please click on the link and send me your dedication. Because remember, when we do the dedication, whomever it is, you drop into their mind for a split second. And it's always up to them if they keep thinking about you. But at least you're there. All right. Now this final dedication comes from Rosa in California. And she writes, "You make me feel sure. You make me feel important. That's the love I waited for." And she wants me to play Better Man by Leon Bridges. But that was an excellent song, Better Man by Leon Bridges, and that was the last dedication of the evening. Now, certainty is deeply sensual, not because it's loud, but because it's grounding. The right love doesn't keep you guessing. It lets you rest. Drop me an emoji in the chat if you are joining me live here on TikTok, if reassurance makes you melt. Now, believe it or not, we're going to end a few minutes early, but that's okay. Because tonight, we honored the quiet magic of being chosen. Not once, but again and again. Without drama, without performance. I'd like to thank you for spending this December night with me. If you'd like your dedication featured in a future episode, please submit it through the Passion Zone, through the link in my bio, or through the link in the show's notes below. Join me next Friday for Love Notes, where love doesn't shout, it shows up.